Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Gator Dave joins us Tuesdays to talk Gators and college football. And Dave, you live it every day, every second. It's a big mess down there right now, huh?
Absolute big mess, Bill. 4-3 in Dan Mullen's fourth season. Not sure we saw that trend coming. Dan Mullen gets hired, and just a month ago, a 2-point loss to Alabama. But not able to follow that up whatsoever with the performance of this team. Bill, I've come on the show every week, you know, saying they've looked inconsistent, unfocused, blah, blah, blah. They're just not good. You did right now. That's exactly what you point to. You can't keep coming up with excuses week in and week out for a team like this. And when you have to, that's pretty much when you can draw the line to say, okay, well, this team's just not as good as what we thought they would be. So, but Bill, there were some questions, of course, with this season. Was the decision to bring back Todd Grantham a good idea? Most people already knew it was not. That come back up again Saturday. And then the big question is, you know, when does the switch at quarterback happen? Everybody knew it was probably going to happen at some point this season. Then I think we got our answer there Saturday, too, when Anthony Richardson goes in and leads four straight touchdown drives to basically get Florida back in the game and put them in contention. So I guess we'll bring up another question now, Bill, is, you know, will Dan Mullen make the necessary changes? And that starts in season right now with switching quarterbacks and going with Anthony Richardson the rest of the way. And then maybe at some point this season, I doubt it, but, of course, I do think it happens at the end of the season. Todd Grantham must be going, and you have to go nail your defensive coordinator hire, because if you don't nail this next defensive coordinator hire, nothing will change.
Probably not the case, but sometimes with Mullen, it's almost as if he doesn't make a change just to prove that he's in charge and you're not.
I think there's a lot of that, Bill. He wants to do it his way. He wants to prove his way can work. That's on the field, that's off the field. I think he wants to prove, you know, I don't need a recruiting class like Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson, all that stuff. He wants to prove that he can do it his way out there. And look, we've said the whole time that way it's not going to work. And, you know, that's pretty much the results we're getting right now. And, you know, it's just you can't out-scheme everybody. And that doesn't show up on a consistent level week in and week out. And especially if you ever did get to that point where you're going to be in an SEC championship game and then a college football playoff run, you're not going to go win three straight of those games with the way Dan Mullen recruits there. So that's what, you know, defensive coordinator hire, when you make that hire, that needs to be your best recruiter on staff. And he's going to have to bring his own group of guys to help in that regard as well. But also on the field as well, you know, sticking with Emory Jones, staying with Emory Jones for a while. You know, and that had the possibility of working to an extent if the Florida run game was going to support Emory Jones. But we've seen a dominating run game get pretty much held in check the last two or three games for Florida. And he was not going to be able to carry the offense if he didn't have help in the run game. So that's didn't happen. The quarterback you recruited in your first class, the quarterback that's been here for four seasons now, doesn't get the job done. And it was pretty obvious, pretty apparent what needed to happen. If Anthony Richardson doesn't get injured and or Dan Mullen goes to him a little earlier in the season, who knows what we're talking with about Florida right now?
When do you think they make the official move at quarterback?
There's no way you can start Emory Jones versus Georgia, but in the back of my mind, Bill, I won't be surprised if he chops Emory Jones back out there. And this is nothing against Emory. Results speak for themselves, and the opportunity speaks for itself. And I think we all see it. Most Florida fan or not, you can sit there and watch the games, and you know who moves the offense better. You know who moves the offense at a more consistent pace than more so than the other. So Anthony Richardson has to be the guy. I think he makes the change for the Georgia game. If he doesn't, I won't be surprised. But there'll be riots. Of course, I'm taking it to the extreme there. But I mean, the fan base has already ticked off. Much of the fan base, a lot of the fan base are already ready to move on. It's crazy how fast it can turn around. Will he make the necessary changes? And I think that's the biggest question. And I think it's probably bad the question has to be asked when will he make the move? Because, that question shouldn't have to be asked. Everybody knows what should happen. But given Dan Mullen's reputation, given his history, you have to ask yourself the question, will he do it? And if you ask me now, Bill, I think Anthony Richardson starts versus Georgia, but I don't lean heavy that way.
Gator Dave with us. We'll let you know how you can get his podcast and all his content. Grantham thing can't happen until after the year. Mullen's not going to do anything with him until the season's over.
I guess the only thing, if you do it now or do it in a week or two, it sends a message, but I mean, what does that message really mean? What does that message really do? Maybe speak to recruits, but you're going to lose those recruits on defense anyway. I mean, it doesn't matter. You fire Todd Grantham, more than likely the best recruiter on staff. Christian Robinson probably goes with him as well. He's the linebacker coach too, but linebackers haven't been playing good, haven't been developed well. You never keep coaches because of recruiting. You never keep assistant coaches because of recruiting. So as good as Robinson is, his position group not really living up to the task either. I think those two are tied at the hip. It probably doesn't happen during the season. And if you go back, Bill, I don't know if you caught this. Mamu Diabate talked to the media after the game, after the LSU game. He was asked about the scheme and asked about, of course, being able not to stop LSU's run game, basically saying, he was asking, does he trust the scheme? Does he trust what Todd Grantham is basically putting out there? So paraphrasing that part. And then to paraphrase what he said, it was, I trust in my teammates. I trust my teammates to do their job. Never once backing up the scheme. Never once. He basically says, we do what we're told. I'm a soldier. We do what we're told. And then you know exactly what he was talking about. He was very, very careful, I think, with how he said it. But you could read through the lines of what he was really trying to get at. And he believes in his teammates. He believes that they're doing what they're asked to do, but that they're not put in a position to make use of their talents.
Stat here, Hawkeye Jason has pointed out. It's a Fox Football tweet you've probably seen. First time since November of 2011, the state of Florida has zero teams ranked in the AP Top 25.
That was Muschamp's first year for Florida.
Right.
And then, yep. And then, I guess, early Jimbo for FSU?
Jimbo's just getting cranking, yes, as the head guy.
Yep. And Miami's just kind of been Miami. Bill, it's still a talent-rich state, but now everybody else is coming in and getting the players that used to go to Florida State and Miami. And I don't know when that trend turns back around and gets on the good side for these Florida schools. Um, no, No recent trend. No recent. No pointing at a head coach to say that's the guy to get it. To get the recruiting side of it turned around. Still believe in Dan Mullen as a head coach, but that's just half the battle. And we know that. We've hit that. We've beat that dead horse. But of course, a lot of that's coming up now. And Bill, I put out an episode last night. You know, a lot of people were calling this a rebuilding year for Florida, and in a lot of cases, that's true. But the way Florida has lost this year, we're not pinning that on rebuilding. We're pinning that on, you know, game and clock management and personnel decisions and attention to detail. As far as special teams are terrible right now. Seems to show up in almost every loss so far this year. So it's just, yeah, Florida's a rebuilding team, but Florida's not losing games because they lost Trask, Pitts, and Tony. Is that a factor? Yes, but I'm putting four or five different issues before I'm putting that one.
Josh up in London, Ohio, points out Ryan Day in the middle of the season pulled Kerry Combs as the defensive coordinator, so he did it.
He did it. You know, Lincoln Riley, early in his career in Oklahoma, fired Stoops, the defensive coordinator, in the middle of the season after a Texas game. I think that was Riley's second season, and, you know, makes the move. And so, yeah, too reactive, Dan Mullen, waiting for things to happen. Bill, you said it, you know, part of it is wanting to do it his way, but we're seeing what his way has turned into. Good start 2018-2019. Part to 2020, you get a lot of credit for that, but it can't fall like this at the same time. So he deserves a chance to make the changes. The changes might be too little, too late, but, you know, given his acumen, given his reputation, I still think should be given the chance to right the wrongs. But you hope it's not too little, too late.
Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Everybody can get Gators Breakdown at newsforjax.com/GatorsBreakdown. Every podcast platform out there, YouTube version as well. So a lot more of this discussion, Bill, last couple episodes, bye week this week. So, you know, we get to slow it down just a little bit, but we'll see. We'll see what Florida can do as they prepare for Georgia next week.
All right. Appreciate it, man. We'll see you.
Thanks, Bill.
Gators Breakdown is the podcast. Gator Dave joins us every Tuesday, and it's messy down there. There is no reason when you're at the University of Florida or Florida State to be anything but excellent in football. The only reason, the only way you are not elite is if you're poorly coached, if you're not adequately led. That's the only reason. Now, I know I can look at Florida State, look at the roster. They're off significantly in players. I see that too. Properly led, that's not a problem. There's no excuses. No, even if you get down, there's no reason that you cannot rally and be back. There's no excuses. How many places on the planet have no excuses? No legit excuses. Those would be a couple right there. Not many of them. All right, we'll get the break. Griff a little later, hour three, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They've got that wreck over to the side. 24 westbound at Sam Ridley. As we watch that traffic build, pretty good coming out of Rutherford County. Same goes for the traffic on Vietnam Vets. Really heavy right now westbound at Conference Drive, trying to get on that ramp to 65 going south. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on today, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Small Town Handyman is on the air reminding all drivers to save the text message for when it's not going to cause an accident. Put down your cell phones and never text and drive. This safety message is brought to you by Small Town Handyman. For all your handyman needs, call today at 931-637-1095. That's 931-637-1095. Small Town Handyman, on the air reminding you to never text and drive.
It's the sound of the skates sliding on the ice. It's the rumble of music and vibration under your feet. It's the sea of gold sweeping across Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators are back in action with the excitement you've been waiting for. These are the golden moments you do not want to miss. Single game tickets are on sale now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat. Grab your gold and show your pride because we're painting the town Preds. Smashville! It's time for Nashville Predators hockey. Visit NashvillePredators.com today.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
DW, how you doing,
hey,
my friend?
Hey, Daryl.
One thing I think we've learned is how many race fans are in the Nashville market. This is racing territory. For all those people that have sat back and hoped and wished and prayed that the Cup cars would come back, well, they're going to come back to Lebanon, and eventually I think they'll be back at the fairgrounds.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
His body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Grill, about an hour from now. About 20 minutes into hour number three, Mike Griffith. The F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. If you do want to check in on Twitter, at Bill is King. You can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Also on Facebook, at Bill is King or Bill King. Or the Bill King Show. I think there are three of them. I'm confused. I think there are three of them. Just do whichever one. If you're a Facebook kind of person, just do whichever one you want there. Coach Marshall, Bill, glad to see other SEC fan bases split over their head coach besides Vanderbilt, like Florida and LSU. Well, I don't think anybody at LSU is arguing about the coach, because I think it was a consensus, Coach O got to go. Yeah, he said at the press conference he's not planning on coaching next year. So some coaches can take some time off like that, some can't. A lot of coaches are wired to where they just, doesn't matter where they have to move, they just want to get right back in the grind. It's not really, well, it's always the money, but they just love that day-to-day grind, man. It's not for everybody. You got to be wired a certain way, but they love it, man. 614 Rob. Bill the Love Fest, he's up in Ohio, for Mel Tucker, Tom Allen, Jeff Brom, PJ Fleck is laughable. They are products of overhyping by the media, desperate to find the next Nick Saban, and only seems to happen in the Big Ten. Let me think about that. I don't know that anybody's angle is we're trying to find the next Nick Saban, but yes, trying to find that coach who's going to beat the odds at a place that historically hasn't been doing much, and they get overhyped. Fleck got it a lot. What are they, 4-2? They're respectable right now. I think they're 4-2. Somebody correct me on Minnesota. Tom Allen, the problem with those jobs, and Mel Tucker's in year two, so I don't want to go too far with this opinion, but the problem is maintaining them. Now, Sparty's got some history to him. Mark D'Antonio had a run there where they were really, really good. They were a problem. They weren't a national championship threat, but they were a league title threat for sure. They pulled it off. So, but these other, yeah, Bromit, Purdue's doing a good job. Just beat Iowa again, Tom Allen. But maintaining those is a bigger problem. It's like I've told you so many times. Getting there originally is really hard at some of these places. That's hard. Digging out and actually breaking through the other side is hard at some of these places. It's even harder to keep it there. It's much harder. And usually you don't see them maintain. That's been my experience. Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast. Jeff in the Borough said, I paid Kirby to beat Kentucky. Yes, he did. Yes, that's exactly what he said. Josh up in London, Ohio. Oh, very nice by Josh. Let me tell you what Josh did. I don't know if he wants credit for this or not, but I'm going to give him credit. He sent me months ago a Catholics versus Convicts long sleeve. I love long sleeve, like cotton T-shirt fabric, not sweatshirt, T-shirt-like fabric. Long sleeve. I wear them in the summer. It's 95 degrees. I wear them. I love them. And he got me a Catholics versus Convicts one. First day I got it, I pulled it out of the package. I wore it. I wore it when I went on my stops I had to make at the grocery store, wherever I had to go that day. I wore it proudly. Had a guy stop me and say, Bill, I remember that. I remember that game. I remember it was wonderful. I've not seen that shirt since. I don't know how. How can you lose, and I know we have a lot of people in this family, how can you lose a shirt in your own house? That's the only place. I didn't take that shirt off somewhere out in public and put it somewhere. How do you lose it? And I've had people say, well, I mean, you got all those kids. It could be in there. We've looked everywhere. Nobody has the shirt. Somehow, this thing, they say stuff doesn't really disappear. I'm telling you, somebody disappeared my shirt. I don't know what happened, but I can't find it. I have looked everywhere. I asked the cat. I asked the unicorn. Nobody can tell me where that shirt is. Anyways, I got a text from Josh yesterday, and he's sending me another one. Now, you might say, Bill, why don't you just get yourself the shirt yourself? Good point. But since Josh is getting it for me, I don't have to. I guess that's the point. So, no, thanks to Josh. That's very nice of him. Very nice gesture. Josh ain't even a fan of either one of those schools. Josh is a Buckeye. So I've got another one. If this one disappears, then something's going on, okay? There's something going on out there. Josh says, Bill, you know somebody else who ain't elite? That would be TTUN, Bill. The closest thing to elite they'll ever come to being is when they step on the field with the Buckeyes to get their bleeps kicked in an elite fashion. That'd be Josh. Georgia Dog, down on the coast. Bill, Jeff and the Bro was right. I sent Kirby a check and asked him to beat Kentucky. Yeah, otherwise, I don't know that Georgia would have beat Kentucky. without the bribery of Georgia Dog, Kentucky probably wins that game. You watch those two teams on the field. Kentucky looked like the better team, right? Just go back and pop in the tape. Kentucky looked better. That Brock Bowers running up and down the field. Georgia's defense sacking the quarterback. That was all just theater. Kentucky was probably the better team. It's amazing what money will do. Tony, down in St. John's, Florida, says, Bill, I think Grantham is in the last year of his contract. So if you fired him now, you might owe him some kind of buyout. I really don't know what his contractual situation is. Yeah, I don't really know. Hawkeye Jason, Bill, according to 24/7 Sports, the state of Florida, class of 21, the Gators recruited only two of the top 20 players in the state. That was the number 5 and number 20. Now, I think you should say they signed. We don't know if they only recruited them. You mean they signed the 2 out of 20. I think that's what you mean. In comparison, Alabama recruited 4 of the top 7. Yeah, Alabama can go into states like Florida and Texas, and they go into Georgia, too. Now, the only difference is Georgia gets a lot that they want, too, now. But Alabama can go into Florida and out-recruit any of those schools just based on brand recognition. They can do the same in Texas, too, from time to time. Yep, they absolutely can. Clay checking in this morning. And it's a Brad Powers tweet. Brad's going to be with us on Friday, hour number 3. Brad says, recently passed 30,000 followers on Twitter, which means I can now fill up 34 different FBS stadiums with you guys. That's a good stat. Wow. That's a really, really good stat. Another one here by Jason. 24/7 Sports Class of 21. Top 7 recruits in the state of Tennessee all left the state to play college tackle football. Well, yeah, that was Jeremy Pruitt. And Jeremy preferred more Georgia. I mean, good players that Georgia doesn't recruit or doesn't get. Lots of players come out of Georgia. Georgia can only take X number, right? But you don't do that at the expense of your state. You always, when your state, I don't care what state that is, you want the best players. If it's only 3 that are good enough to play, you want those 3. Tennessee has, over the last 10 years, exploded as a football-producing recruiting state. Absolutely exploded. Nobody knows more about that than I do. I followed it from the 70s where it was, you had Reggie White, who's the best defensive lineman ever, come out of Chattanooga. They've had individuals, but I'm talking about volume. Talking about volume, numbers. That's been a problem historically. It's not a problem anymore in the state of Tennessee. This state has absolutely gone crazy when it comes to producing players. Larry over North Carolina. Bill, the Hoosiers lost Mike Hart to Michigan. Staff defections hurt as much as players departing. Tough for those teams to sustain themselves. That's another good point. Yeah, Mike Hart is now the backs coach at Michigan where he played his ball. Mike Hart was recruited. Remember, he came from Syracuse, right? Syracuse, New York, meaning he went to high school ball there, played high school ball there, and ran up and down the field, but was really only about a 3, maybe borderline 4 star, and they got into Michigan, and he ran up and down the field there too. Oh, yeah. Chad Henne and Michael Hart. Probably not going to forget those names. Dr. Detroit, welcome in. Dr. Detroit.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Welcome in.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you, buddy. I've not heard any of your comments from the debacle of the debris that was thrown on the field at Neyland Stadium, but I'll get back to that in a minute. I'm looking forward to, and hopefully it will happen, October 30th, when possibly a Michigan Wolverine undefeated goes against a Michigan State undefeated. And I tell you, I'm very pleased with both programs, especially Michigan State with the new coach and fresh players, though, Kit and Caboodle. What's your output on that game if it does go into both of them being undefeated?
You're talking about Sparty against Michigan, right?
Yes.
I think that's one of the games I circle on the calendar for the entire year, if that's the case.
Yep.
I've got a history, a Rolodex of memories from that game historically, and this one will be the most recent, exciting one. Remember, Michigan State beat them pretty good last year, so this one is going to be a very physical, tough guy game. Running back Kenneth Walker, just for this audience one more time, who is right now, yardage-wise, number one in America, I guess. He's a Memphis area kid, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
No, I don't think I did.
Yeah, he's from Arlington. And
outstanding.
So, Kenneth Walker III. That game, and I haven't talked much about it yet, is one that I think is one of my favorites on the calendar, regardless of which week it is.
Well, Bill, I'll be very impressed and flattered. I will give you an invitation. A buddy of mine named Bob from Ann Arbor, he owns the Slider House restaurant down there on Division Street, down by the original Losers and Winners and all that. But it will be a rip-roaring time at his facility for that game. And let me tell you, whenever he has the Michigan alumni show up on Saturdays, it's the next best thing of being in the big house at Ann Arbor. But now getting back on the UT debacle, fines, what, 16 to a 20 arrest. Bill, to me, I mean, being a Tennessee Vol fan, it just leaves a bad taste in my life and my mouth. Uncalled for, unprofessional. Sure, Lane Kiffin did what's wrong. Lane Kiffin done several colleges wrong. But I think Lane Kiffin took it in good strides. I've not heard any comments afterwards. But I tell you what, I would like the whole UT coaching staff and a majority of the players and some fans to write in and deeply apologize, because there's just no room for stuff like that anymore. It's just not. I mean, I remember back in the 90s, you know, Vanderbilt in Florida, Vandy would throw oranges on the court and so forth. Even back then, it's you know, bad taste and not good going toward your college and who you're supposed to be representing. But I'll listen off air and let you see what I say about it.
We'll take the break here. Tuesday edition. Griff, a little bit later, about 20 minutes into hour number three, Griff will be with us. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's really heavy now. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Same goes for 65 coming off that ramp from Vietnam Vets. It's also picking up down through Wilson County, through Mount Juliet, all that traffic. 40 west headed towards Nashville. 100 block at Gallatin Pike. That's one of the latest wrecks. Still on the scene of that earlier crash at Castlegate at Smith Springs. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on today, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Before you know it, the holiday season will be upon us, so it's time to start planning. If you're having a holiday party or event this year, then you should consider the Omni Nashville Hotel. Have a festive holiday party for your company, family, or friends at the most luxurious location in Music City. All your guests will experience the award-winning service from their well-trained, courteous staff at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Rooms that are second to none, and venues that will be the envy of all your guests. For smaller gatherings, reserve the private dining room inside Kitchen Notes. For a fun party atmosphere, consider Bar Lines. And for high-end corporate entertaining, choose Bob's Steakhouse. You can't go wrong when you book your party at the Omni Nashville Hotel. For more information or inquire about availability, just call 615-782-5333. That's 615-782-5333. The Omni Nashville Hotel, Music City's holiday party destination.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs around 74. For tonight, partly cloudy, 50 degrees is the low. Wednesday, sunshine, high 77. Wednesday night, slight chance of showers, cloudy otherwise, low 62. Thursday, sunshine, high 76. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Just had to soak that one in a little bit. Widespread panic. Love it. Regarding the Tennessee and the Ole Miss game, I don't know what else I can add there. Some people chucked some stuff onto the field, and they shouldn't have. Nobody will endorse that. I'm not going to endorse it. It's the wrong thing to do. You don't do that. And some people did that. I don't know how many people were involved. I haven't done the research on it. I really don't care how many people were involved. All I know is it happened, right? And I think it's pretty obvious you shouldn't be doing that. Who comes to a game armed with a golf ball? At what point do you say, I might need a golf ball here at this football game? Now, I think the ketchup, I said that yesterday too. I think the mustard is probably somebody sneaking in their dickel in that. And you, hey, think about it. Mustard container, clean it out, empty it. I've never thought about this until Saturday night when I saw it. And then pour your spirits in there, whatever it is you're into, and then you just get you a squirt here or there. Is that, I assume that's what that was. And I'm assuming it was empty because you wouldn't want to waste it, right? If you're going to sneak it in there, you wouldn't want to waste it until you finished it. And people are throwing beer cans and what have you. Wrong. Wrong thing to do. Tennessee got fined, what was it, $250K. Danny White issued an apology, said he reached out to Ole Miss, etc. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to add to this. Larry, Bill, I'm headed to A2 this weekend. Now, if you don't know what that means, that would be Ann Arbor, A2. Said we need an Omni on South Main Street up there. Business venture for Music City, Todd. Todd's a Buckeye. I don't know if he would be keen on that. Now, Larry, I want you to have a safe trip. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know that I need to be calling Todd saying, how about a venture in Ann Arbor? Not sure he would take kindly to that. Topwater assassin over in South Carolina. Bill, Clemson is so bad that I don't even care right now about the ACC. He says, the SEC feels settled. Never thought I'd say this, but I'm excited to watch the Big Ten for the remainder of the season. So he's a big fan of Clemson, and he says they are so bad right now he can't even catch a buzz on ACC ball in general. I'll say this. I have all the ACC games, etc. I have them on. I have everything on I can possibly get on a Saturday. And the ACC has not really generated any kind of energy for me either this year. Not really. Rob in the 540, and it's a repeat. Washington State fires football coach Rolovich for vaccine resistance. Pac-12 Dave on Saturday brought this up to me, and I really hadn't even been thinking about it. He said, do you think he'll survive? And I really didn't know. I hadn't kept up with it much. And as you know, you've probably seen in the news, he has been fired and like four assistants as well for refusing to be vaccinated, which to me is about the most preposterous thing. Now, again, I know that's a polarizing topic. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. Okay? That's fine. I'm just telling you what I think about it. I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world, what's going on out there right now. I don't endorse it. Not that Washington State has some kind of massive fan base, and I used to like them when Mike Leach was out there because, as you know, I'm a shill for Mike Leach. Love the guy. But I can promise you Mike Leach wouldn't put up with this crap either. So I hate what happened to the coach, but I'm proud of him standing up. So, again, you may not agree with me on that. That's fine. I'm not here to draw a consensus. I'm just telling you that's not the side I'm on. It's come up a couple times today. Johnny Vegas pulls up a picture of Tennessee's new alternative uniforms, and it's a yellow uniform, and on the chest area it says French's, as in mustard. I haven't seen that one yet either. No Cav up in Chicago. Says, Bill, obviously Illinois is not playing Florida, Georgia, Texas, or Cal. But of the top 50 players from the 2021 class, Burt only got two. NIU and Coach Fitz only got about five or six between them. The rest all went out of state. Again, talking about Illinois, when you talk about Illinois, you're talking about the greater Chicago area, which is pretty loaded with players too, right? Pretty loaded up there. Nobody really owns Chicago. You would think, now Notre Dame's been recruiting pretty well. Notre Dame's been a consistent top 10 type team recruiting. but they still don't necessarily own it, do they? They get players out of there, but they don't own it. Griff coming up about 20 minutes in hour three. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's really heavy now. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Same goes for 65 coming off that ramp from Vietnam Vets. It's also picking up down through Wilson County, through Mount Julian. All that traffic 40 west headed towards Nashville. 100 block at Gallatin Pike. That's one of the latest wrecks. Still on the scene of that earlier crash at Castle Gate at Smith Springs. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Log on today, GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
For those of you over 40 years old, I want to talk to you about Soltea. It's been proven to help lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and encourage overall health. If you're lucky enough not to have heart disease, keep it that way. Start taking Soltea today as a preventative. And right now, listeners to the show, save 25% when you go to soltea.com/radio to get started.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it yet again. Eighth win of the season at Texas, locks himself into the championship four race at Phoenix. Up next is Kansas. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. Like, subscribe, and hit the bell every single weekday right here.
The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
About 20 minutes in, hour number three. Interesting Bama Mark tweet here. I'll get to it in just a second. Pac-12 Dave down on the Emerald Coast, welcome in.
Bill, thanks for getting me in. I'd just like to comment on the Nick Rolovich firing. They got him for cause. They don't owe him a penny.
Right.
That's tough. And I completely get your stance on it where, you know, you simply don't endorse it. I get that 100%. But Twitter's gone rabid over this thing. The Corona Bros, that's the nicest way I can talk about these people. And a lot of these guys are pro-Washington State, but they were just itching to get this guy fired because he wouldn't take this vaccine. And I cannot even agree with it. I cannot endorse it either. But I'll tell you what, there was 34 firefighters in the city of Spokane that lost their jobs as well because they took a stand on it. Now, these are the guys that were working during the virus, during the height of the virus in Washington State, which was ground zero. And these guys got let go because they weren't sure about it. And I duked it out with my family all night last night. I was on Twitter last night. If anybody follows me, I was trading paint with just about everybody, including Kenneth from Crunch Time Sports, which we were nice. At least we were very civil about the matter to each other. And it's a disagreement, and it's a, like I said, I'm not at all happy. I mean, we're just starting to win three games. You know, if we're ever going to get over the hump of beating University of Washington, which we haven't in, I don't know, 3,000 some odd days, Irish Bill would remind me, or Noel Corr would, but we were really on track. They were playing so well Saturday. It was unbelievable. And this is just really hard. This is just really hard for me to take. And like I said, disclaimer for the listeners, I am a fully vaccinated individual. I'm a first responder. And my parents live in Washington State, and they're in their 80s. And I'm going to attempt to go home in December if I can, at least for 4 or 5 days, if I can stomach their attitudes up there. And this is getting bad because now I don't even want to drive or fly home because my whole family, they're like, yeah, can his ass. And I'm like, what? A man just lost his job because he stood up on his morals and you just took his job away from him. And now you're happy about it? Now you're dancing around the bonfire for it? I just don't get it, Bill. And it's a hard subject, and I'm sorry to bring it up, but I'm glad you commented on the last segment about it.
Yeah, man. It's now has he procured, I'm sure he's thought about this well before the firing. Does he have legal representation? Is he going to try and fight this or what?
I don't have very many sources because I'm so far away, but I know I would if I was him. I would definitely have that. And he didn't even flinch. I mean, he was like, yeah, I'm not getting it. I know he tried to claim a religious exemption from it, and I don't know even anything about that.
Right.
But I the only thing that gets me is that the people – look, he – had a choice to make. George Dog and I talked about this, and I don't mean to throw his name into the mix, but we talked about this when it was going down, and George Dog made really good sense, and I have to almost agree with him, that if they're paying you $4.5 million, you kind of do what the man says. If the man says get the vax, then you either get the vax or you don't. You make your bed, you sleep in it, and you're around kids. I'm a first responder. I didn't want the vax, but I'm a first responder, and my parents were at risk at the time. And I got the vax in January, I think. I'd have to pull out my vax card. But, I got my first vaccination shot 1/12 of 21. I got that because I didn't know if something were to happen to my parents, I'd need to get on an airplane flying home. And I didn't trust the government enough to know whether or not they're going to let me on an airplane without a vaccine. But everybody's situation, everybody's stuff is different. I cannot believe it. I'm very troubled by this. Very, very troubled. And I hate it for Nick Rolovich. I think he'll be okay. He'll land on his feet somewhere. But as far as our school, as far as Washington State University, you know, they won a game with a minute and 40 seconds left on the clock on Saturday. And then they scored, and then they recovered the fumble against UCLA. They were just really playing well. because Garantano wasn't in the game. And that's now we're up in the air. I don't even know who the interim head coach is. I'm trying to get on the computer right now. But like I said, it's very troubling. And I don't mean to bring the show down or anything like that. People have their opinions on this, and I can respect their opinions. It just gets awfully hard sometimes to stomach this thing.
All right, Dave. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Bill.
Hour three's coming up. Griff about 20 minutes in. Hour number three. Tuesday edition. We busted quite a few grapes already. Yeah, we're getting there. Omni Nashville Hotel.